Hi, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Rob Spiewak, along with Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, Mark Ronick, and a special guest here to discuss his new line of breakfast sausage, country music legend and budding food guy, Trace Adkins. Hi, Trace. How are you?
You're supposed to put my music on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your people sent music. Your sausage music.
Yes, Rob, I'm a
music legend and food entrepreneur, Trace Adkins.
I'm pleased as a boot heel about my boot heel. A boot heel?
That was a video game, wasn't it?
I think I might still be drunk.
Really?
No, I'm fine. I'm pleased as a boot heel about my new line.
Of what?
Of breakfast sausages, Rob.
Now, you could eat it any time of day.
Any time is a good time for Trace Adkins sausage.
Right.
I've put a lot of care and love into my beautiful breakfast sausage treats.
Now, I know that there's the normal flavor, but don't you have some specialty flavors?
Can I correct myself? I misspoke when I said breakfast sausage treats. They're not for a dog.
No, of course not.
But they are breakfast sausages that the whole family can
enjoy. Linker patty.
Really, you can enjoy them at breakfast time.
Yes.
Lunchtime.
Yes.
Dinner time?
Yes.
Anytime.
Now,
I love my breakfast sausages.
Are they link or patty?
They're both.
Wow, that's terrific, right?
They're available especially now in the brand new Trace Adkins Atomizer Tube.
What, like a squirt sausage?
It's a squirt tube that you can put your sausages out, and you can make it your own sausage with my very own Trace Adkins casings, made out of real bull intestine.
Now, do the casings squirt out of anything, or do you just squirt the filling out?
The casings are frozen, and they're kept in the refrigerated grocer's section.
The refrigerator box?
The refrigerator box of your grocer's dairy section.
Yes.
And you peel them off, and then you take the casings of the bull intestine and put them over the tube of the Trace Adkins atomizer jug.
Now, I've seen them on the internet.
The atomizer tube, excuse me.
The casings come rolled like...
I didn't think I'd be struggling with this bit much as I am right now.
They come rolled like condoms, don't they?
They exactly come rolled like condoms.
Each casing is in foil.
Well, we could talk about the nuts and bolts, and it's not a pretty process making my sausage.
Well, you love it, though.
You know, when you
really
see that
popular.
Hog go into the grinder and come out with snouts and all on the other end is my breakfast sausage, it's kind of sad.
Do you actually participate in the killing of some of the animals?
Well, it wouldn't be my Trace Adkins breakfast sausage if I did not participate in the slaughter of the hogs.
But I think it's important, and I have it here in the press release, that you say, and you stand by this, you don't get off on killing pigs.
I don't, but it's part of the circle. I call it the circle of life. Hakuna Matata.
Really?
I really, or is that no worries?
That is, I don't know.
I hate Disney. You're right.
You do?
I truly do. But let me tell you, I'm excited about
Do you want your music?
I sure do. Hi, everybody. This is Trace Adkins. I'd like to tell you about my delicious flavors that I've created over a lifetime of sausage eating.
That is a great hat. Is that made of licorice?
It's black, but it's not made of licorice.
Because whenever I see a black leather cowboy hat, I tend to think it's made of licorice.
I thought you were a foodie, Rob.
I am.
Can I taste Belgian chocolate.
Can I taste your hat?
You can lick my hat later.
Okay, later on I'll lick your hat.
But why don't you ask me about my series of new flavors that I have.
Well, I know that you have the regular.
Yeah, the regular.
And the one that has the extra heat.
Just a little extra heat.
And then also my favorite. Oh, yes. The jalapeno cheese flavored.
Yum. Jalapeno cheese is one of our biggest sellers. And jalapeno cheese is why I decided to add many more flavors in the Trace Adkins breakfast sausage
collection. It's like a boutique sausage.
It's a boutique sausage for people that have different tastes and different flavors, like my brand new bacon grape.
Bacon grape?
Oh.
It's quite a combination.
Huh. That's good.
We have bacon grape.
What else?
Strawberry chili. Cheddar meringue.
Oh, yum.
I'm partial, especially on Saturday mornings, to the watermelon mushroom.
Really? And do you have the seeds out of that?
Of course I have the seeds out.
I'm just checking.
Moron.
I don't know. Oh, I'm a moron. You're wearing a chocolate hat.
Coconut blue cheese, sneaker, Skittles and butter, popcorn, elderberry. What?
Sneaker? Oh.
Sneaker.
How do you make that?
Yeah, that's a... You leave the shoes on the hog.
And just grind them up.
Skittles and butter, popcorn, elderberry, mayonnaise, meringue.
Oh.
I'm sorry, mayonnaise, Butterfinger.
Oh, of course.
You know, all those kids sure like candy in their sauces.
Sure, that's the mixture of sweet and savory.
I like my tangy tilapia.
What's that?
Oh, he's got something in his throat.
What's your favorite? Let me reset here. I'm here with country.
I like reading yours better than mine.
I'm here with country music legend Trace Adkins, with reading some of his more obscure boutique.
Can you start
sausage.
The music for sure from can. The beginning? Here you go. Now hit it when I cue you. Here we go.
Okay. Right.
Hi everybody, I'm Trace Adkins. Here to tell you about my delicious new tangy tilapia and jello sausage.
Jello.
Cherry and spoiled clam.
Spoiled clam.
Savory marshmallow.
You can't.
Hold on.
Do
what's
that.
This?
Savory marshmallow and Pepsi.
Oh, that sounds great.
Mozzarella butterscotch. Butternut crab, lobster sherbet, toasty bruschetta, and printer ink.
Printer ink?
Yeah. It works. Like my mom, Mama Atkins, said,
yes.
Don't question the flavor.
Yes, your mother, Denise Atkins.
There's vanilla caper and motor oil, candle wax and packing peanuts, bubble wrap, and each bubble is filled with Alpo brand dog food.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I can't develop personal relationships with these guys. I got to be able to trade them, send them down, sometimes cut them, which is something you should learn to do, by the way. Let's practice.
No.
Yeah, I'm a player, and you got to cut me from the roster.
No.
Go. What do you mean, no?
No.
Do it.
This is stupid.
Part of the job, man.
Fine. You've been a huge part of this team, but sometimes you have to make decisions that are best for the team. I'm sure you can understand that.
You're cutting me.
I'm really sorry.
I just bought a house here.
Well.
In Oakland.
Well,
that's all you got to say? My kid just started a new school.
Well, you shouldn't pull him out in the middle of the school year. You should wait.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm not going to do this. I think this is stupid. I'm not going to fire anybody, and this is dumb.
They're professional ball players. Just be straight with them. No fluff, just facts. Pete, I got to let you go. Jack's office will handle the details.
That's it? Really?
Would you rather get a bullet to the head or five to the chest and bleed to death?
Are those my only two options?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from what used to be Buzz Burbank's easy chair, but now it's Mike's because of his surgery, here's Mike.
Well, but the surgery has passed, and I could have gone back to my old spot.
Yeah,
but,
surgery.
But yeah, it was the knee.
There have been so many.
Take a knee. Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 13 million times. Ain't that special? And heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Woot.
You can call us anytime.
Have something.
Breakfast time, anytime.
Anytime.
718-506-1625. Our show today is brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is one-of-a-kind art and jewelry. You forge the idea. They forge the materials. Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact MC Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you. MCGinsburg.com or click their ad on our page. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination.
Well, a lot of people don't know Mark and Doug Ginsburg actually built Trace Adkins' chocolate hat.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And a hi to Mark and Doug.
Yeah.
Yes. We love the Ginsies. They're good people. Yeah. We are joined by another fine patron of this show. Mr. Jimmy Cerrito is here.
James.
Hey, Jimmy.
The reason that Jimmy is here is because Jimmy drove my bride and I home last night from his fine establishment, where because he's the bar owner, he does not imbibe, and because we had imbibe, he gave us a ride home.
And it's not that you were imbibing either, but you were just very sleepy.
I was very sleepy.
Yes.
And just said,
hurt.
Jimmy, thanks so very much. Yeah. And it was the Caps victory last
night.
How
about that?
Hey, hey. Nice. So for those of you around the country that don't give a rat's ass, you know that they're my team here
Jump
in D.C.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I live and die. And I said to somebody last night at the end of the evening, I said, get me out of this hellhole. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I didn't mean that.
Hey.
No, I'm
joking.
If
we leave now, we won't have to pay.
He was in the bathroom.
What I said was, the unexpected victory is always the sweetest.
That's
right. And you know what? You were really, you had a black cloud of dread over your head when you came
into
that bar.
What I said
bar.
To somebody. Said,
I heard. I heard it.
Yeah. Somebody said, how are you feeling? I said, I have dread. I don't play concerned. That game. Here's the thing. You can be a fan and you can be negative. It's acceptable.
It's
that's
expected.
That's what we do as fans. So listen, just because I have that feeling of dread didn't mean I didn't have the red on and I was ready,
you were ready to
root for him and stare at the television for three periods of hockey. The fact was that being the underdog, though, is so much more fun. It's so much more fun when you're not really expecting
not
to win. And it was fun last night. And Jimmy, you were a wonderful host as usual.
The best.
As it was spectacular. We'll talk about that on the show today.
Slap
because
shot shooters.
The evening took took a very strange twist towards the very
end. Yeah, the Caps
won.
That was very strange.
Yeah, no one saw this coming.
Jimmy's not comfortable with me talking about this.
Because, no, go ahead.
But I'm not going to mention names.
Okay, good.
And don't worry, though. I'll handle it.
He's a pro. You can mention names. Mike and Carla were right in the middle of it.
Yes, we were. We'll talk about the
Cerrito
evening.
Cerrito with a C.
My hockey buddy, want to say hi to my hockey buddy, Wolf.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Wolfgang was there. The
Bratwurst
King was there. And
little mini sausage son.
And then I'll tell the story of the weird guy at the end of the night.
A weird guy?
And you know, I have, since I had my little knee incident, I have always made a diligent effort to avoid any type of scene.
Conflict.
You know, Jimmy, you will testify to the fact that last night I really made an effort to kind of just move myself over to the other side
of
the bar.
You could have snapped your finger and German Martin would have took
you. Yeah,
care of
I know, because he's a great guy. And Jimmy's the doorman. Ah. And German Martin is really the strength of 14 men. He's the guy that brings
He's Zedna Chara.
he brings in the ice luges that normally three guys can't handle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And German Martin picks them up himself.
He carries them in his helmet.
Yes.
Hey, Martin, how's it going, buddy?
Hello, Martin.
The same man who, when I walked up to the door at Jimmy's maybe 3 months ago, and I said, hey, I'm here for the Mike O'Mara show. Yeah, get in line, bud.
There's a line.
He did
get a line.
Jimmy has a great crew. I mean, he's got
I love him.
He's got Eric. He's got German Martin. Who's your bartender?
Roy
behind the bar. He's got your DJ with the spiked hair.
Yep, Zachary.
I mean, he's just got a great.
They're all great.
Well, here's what's great about Jimmy's joints.
Young, hot women.
Yeah.
There's no conformity. There's no conformity at Jimmy's. So all these guys are, they have their own, I mean, distinct personality.
I had my most in-depth conversation with German Martin last night that I've ever had. He looked at me and he said, you have cut your hair. I said, I'll be over here if you need me.
What is it about the German, now that we're on it, the German way of, it's like, it's no filter.
Right.
No. You know, it's like, well, it looks like you've gotten fatter since the last time I saw you.
They're blunt.
You know, they're very direct.
I told you that I had a German exchange student, correct?
What, did you find that to be the same?
Had how?
Well, I needed
was this a woman that you betted?
No, I needed some extra credit my senior year of college.
A penile blitzkrieg.
And my English teacher, of all people, was German. She headed up the German exchange program. And I said,
does
if
your
I
English
can get some
teacher count you as one of her successes?
Thanks, Rob. But I did need extra credit, so there you go.
And there you are.
So I said, I'll take one of those Germans coming into town. My parents will open up their home.
I'll take one
for you for extra credit.
So you brought an exchange student into your home?
Valentine, for one. 1 month, he stayed at my home.
Wow.
Valentine.
He was a boy named Valentine?
It was a boy. And he loved the electronic music.
Of course. Of course he did.
Yes.
Like the club music?
Yeah, he loved the club music.
Wow.
Now is the time when we dance.
Do you have any of that music?
I probably do. Hold on.
Okay. So let me ask about Valentine before we go on with it. Yes. Because this story will keep, trust me, but it's not going to keep beyond this show today.
Yes.
Did you find that direct thing that I was talking about, brutal honesty?
Oh, there is no filter. No
Why are you
questions.
Wearing those pants? They have a stain on them.
Yes, to
that's
everybody.
The kind of thing
and this was. This was 1998, and he was wearing the tightest jeans known to man, because that was the European style.
And Oscar has been unchanged since then.
My name is Valentine. Where's that music that I like to dance to? Put it on for me.
I'm finding it right now. I left the Kraftwerk.
I remember him coming to me, and the reason why I say that, he goes, Oscar, why do you wear such baggy jeans? And I said, this is the style, man. Everybody's doing it. He's like, not in Europe.
Valentine, I would like to introduce you to a friend that I think you're going to get along with. His name is Zoolander. And Eric was there. I want to thank TJ, our former intern.
All right.
Girl was there last night. Just a lot of folks that, awesome. That listen and support the podcast. And we had a fantastic time. Is this the electronic music?
I'm trying to find some craft work
for you.
Hello.
My name is Einen Valentine.
But there was about 36 Germans that came to my high school,
right.
And we all partied together and had a great time. Very blunt.
And we,
very, very blunt, very straightforward.
I remember at American University, we had a lot of German students there, and that's where I first got the sense of it. And it comes off as kind of arrogant, but it's really not. It's just so direct.
That's just how they...
My name is Valentine. All music that's sucks it. Except this music.
This is what Jeremy Martin plays in his truck all the time.
This is what I like.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm at Oscar's house. Then I'm going to go see my friend Wolf and my friend German Martin over at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Honda, Virginia.
Let me look at today's to-do list. First, it is to put on the music by the Kraftwerk, and then into why are your pants so loose?
Oscar, what are you wearing? Are you wearing overalls?
Those look Uberalls.
Uberalls. My name is Valentine Umlaut.
He left me a mix CD of all this type of music. That's what he left me with as a going away present.
Well, you know,
great guy.
Wolf was there. We talked during the entire second period, and it was just a great night for me. You know, it's funny because the hockey fans are it's a little microcosm when you go to Jimmy's.
Yes.
And certain people are turbo into it, and certain people could give a rat's ass about
hockey. What I love is that there's a good mix of Jimmy's.
Talking a bar.
Jimmy's
we're
got the
a game here.
Jimmy's has the best regulars, and I've been there a couple times for lunch.
Yes,
and there's
for
a
one.
there's a different breed of regular for lunch, but the evening regular is also very great, but a lot of them were watching the hockey simply as background noise.
And Jimmy, you were doing a benefit there last night, and those people could not have been more gracious because it was their night. They had booked it, and you know, so we were kind of the interlopers. What was the organization that was there last night?
It was for ovarian cancer.
And they were...
And the young lady's mother had just passed away.
She came down and thanked me, and we auctioned off some stuff spontaneously for them.
Cool.
And
Jimmy, you did a good job.
It was
you're
much
a good
fun.
Auctioneer.
You know,
I know you love that.
Oh, Oscar and I both love auctioneering.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
They had nose.
But you know what?
Shoes.
I'll tell you, this is a great auction because it's the spontaneous auction.
Right.
And everybody was all lubricated
and
wanted
pressure.
A bid. It was fantastic.
It was the State Theater Prize, Mr. Ronnie.
Yeah, that's what...
And raise money for the cause.
He won't let it go.
I almost forgot.
Mark, yeah. Note to the flyers.
I actually, you told me to copy
notice.
The original flyer, which I did. The original flyer did not have a destination point on it.
Okay, can we get them redo?
I'm going to redo them for
Mr.
you. Sure.
Cerrito is in the room.
No, I actually just talked to him about that before the show.
Very thanks.
Yeah,
so you're ahead of me.
Yeah.
You're ahead of me on that. It's my fault because I did approve these and I missed that. So, Jimmy, it's my fault.
Well, that's why I'm here.
It's my fault.
That's why. Somebody's in trouble.
All right. So, it's a great night. The Caps win.
Great.
Rob's there with his kids. That Jabril.
Yeah. He's a sweet.
Jesus Christ, the kid can eat.
Yeah, he really can.
I sat there.
A lot of bacon.
I was actually distracted. I'm not lying. I was distracted from my laser focus on the game by watching Jabril, who sat down when the food started to arrive. He ate for an hour and 45 minutes.
What was great is he had Jimmy serves roughly one third of Wisconsin, but he calls it the fried mozzarella tray, because
platter.
They are huge mozzarella sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Jabril tore through that.
He did.
And the basket of fries that the kids were supposed to share, but there was really some fighting
because
going
he
on.
He eats with
and
such
then,
joy.
And then
I
he
love
says,
it.
Robert, can I have some of your wings? Jabril is a little eating machine.
He's a little kid.
He's bound up today.
He is.
Future weight nap.
He wants what he doesn't have usually.
Right.
And I don't want to point it out, but
Rob.
I must. He's from Somalia.
That's true.
Stop.
They really don't have cheese to fry in
he's
Somalia.
He's eating on behalf of other children.
That's right.
He's got to eat Rob's
he's making up a
food
time.
Over Rob's house.
Insert joke. Here. Anyway,
I was genuinely proud of my kids because I gave them a little pep talk.
I love your kids.
I said, you know, we're going to a place, and as I told Jabril's mom when I got permission to bring him along to Jimmy's, I said, would it be okay tomorrow night if I took Jabril to a restaurant? Right. I said, we're going to a restaurant, but it's a grown-up restaurant. So you guys, there's not going to be a lot of goofing around. You got to be like grown-ups. Mm-hmm. And they were. They were like little miniature grown-ups.
Well, the thing about, Jimmy, your joint is you've got that dining room area down there. So that's cool. That's kind of like that.
It's safe.
That gets them away from all strangers up at the bar.
But they were fantastic.
The most F-bombs were coming off of your table anyway.
Yeah. I said.
From the kids.
At one point, I told Julia, I said, Uncle Mike is excited. I said, Uncle Mike is excited.
Yeah. Was I saying the F word?
There was more GDs than Fs, but there were
Jimmy,
Fs.
You're confusing my private residence the other day.
No, there
Did you apologize to your wife for that game when they lost? And I was really, everything was like, F, 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 F.
There was some of that.
She was very nervous about coming over to your house because the game was so intense. She was listening to it on the radio.
She probably heard me coming up the back stairs.
Well, she goes, thank God the Capitals scored at the very end. Then she finally came in. Yeah. Oh, hi, everybody.
And then like the whole overtime period was, well, at least it was brief.
Yeah. She's used to it. She's married to a Buffalo fan. You think she hasn't heard so many go all crazy during a game?
And when I do it on Facebook and a lady unfriended me and I understand, I am not going to put the F-bomb on Facebook anymore.
I think
I'm not going to do it.
Give yourself this release. Do F asterisk.
You,
come closer.
Should we leave?
You know what is always works for me? The F asterisk CK.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can sort of do it without really doing it.
Okay. My comment was when they lost the overtime game, I said, this team really likes to F with their fans.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Well, they didn't this time. This time it was great. And I put my now, and I know I stole this from like Wayne and Garth and maybe some of the other radio, but I like putting it up there because I write Zang.
Zang.
Right. When they win, I write Zang.
It's
and
fun.
So
Zang.
I don't care if you think I stole it, lick it.
Yeah.
F asterisk asterisk.
It's okay
asterisk.
To steal from something that is so not relevant anymore, like Wayne and Garth.
I don't even remember Zang.
Yeah, well, that's what predates you. It's back with the Coneheads.
It really
I remember Coneheads.
Not that far.
It was so much fun.
It was on the Ernie Kovac show.
Jimmy, now you've got a good luck location. You know, that's two in a row that I've had.
I told
there.
Everybody last night. Guess where you were when the Caps won. Yeah. Guess where you have to be for every game.
When you don't expect it, it's a blast. I love that.
And you know what? For such a little douchebag, I got to tell you,
excuse me,
Eric Zoolander makes me laugh always.
You know what? He is, and I'm about to bestow the highest compliment on a person.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
He's a good egg.
Yes.
He is a good egg.
He is a good egg. That kid is, let me tell you about him. He loves what we do.
He does.
And he loves being a part of it, and he is a blast to hang out with, and I have more fun with him than any. And you know what? And girl is right there with him.
Yes.
And you know, in TJ, cracked me up last
he's
night.
Good. He's good.
You know, TJ, who...
he's gotten out of modeling.
What?
He's working at the Apple store now.
I said to TJ last night...
I saw his phone.
I said to TJ, the intern, that TJ has to come in and sit in the Jimmy Cerrito Memorial seat.
Yes.
Because he has to come in here and just... I want to hear you interact with TJ. Because TJ is out of college. He graduated.
I know.
What? Yeah. He graduated.
Wow. He's a grown man. And
remember, the hardest work I've had to do in the past 5 years was write him a letter of recommendation.
He is so incredibly TJ.
But there was...
Like, hey, Mike. Hey. How are you?
He's a, hey, have you lost weight?
Yeah,
he had the... I had the greatest piece of interaction because on the way in, and I'm doing a little pep talk with the kids, they say, who's going to be there that we know? Because it's not about seeing a game. It's not about going out to dinner. It's about seeing people. I said, well, Mike will be there. Carla
it's
will
about
be there.
Watching hockey.
Uncle Jimmy will be there.
Uncle Jimmy.
And then they said, and Robert says, is that guy going to be there? I said, what guy? He says, the guy, and he's got a nickname and the spiky hair.
Yeah.
I said, Zoolander?
Zoolander.
Yeah, Zoolander will be there. So we sit down, and we're actually the first ones there with Zoolander, and I hear Robert and Jabril look at each other. I don't hear them, but they go like, and they're like whispering
to
each other.
Yeah.
And finally, Robert looks over and says, are you wearing makeup?
Yes.
And Eric's reply, and by this point I might as well be laying on the floor hitting it with
he wears
my
makeup
head,
doesn't
because,
he?
Because it's that's I mean I, it's I'm so glad I'm there and he says no I just have a marvelous complexion and then Jabril says but you look like a model.
Is that what Jabril said?
Yeah. Oh, and I said his teeth are very white. Very, very white.
He was at the end of
but
the night.
But he does make me laugh, that kid.
There was the youth contingent that was there, the intern contingent. That's the youth contingent.
TJ has friends.
And they peeled up. Yeah, TJ and like right towards the end, everybody just seemed to rush up to me and say, okay, we got to get out of here. And I was left with Carla and Zoolander was there. And Zoolander,
Zoolander came back?
He came back.
Oh, I had no idea.
And then he was hanging and he didn't go off with them again.
He said,
they're just... They're just going home to smoke a big bag of pot.
I can't say the word he said, but it's an S word that I could say, but I shouldn't. But it emphasized his lisp. And he says, I've got to go visit my father. And I said, what are you going to do? He says, you know, just talk to my dad. And then it turns out he's going to try and get free train tickets out of his dad to come up and see us in Maine.
He watches. Yeah. His routine is he watches Survivor with his old man.
Survivor? Yeah,
that's Survivor.
What season are they in? 17?
They go over and they hang, and he came back after Survivor was over.
That's
so
awesome. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. We will take a break. When we come back, I will tell you how the date ended.
Yes.
A very strange, strange evening at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon. I'll be right back. Programming note on the Mike O'Mara Show, because we did that hysterical Trace Adkins bit.
Yes.
It was terrific, Mike.
We will have birthday greetings for you tomorrow. And I am here to tell you that stopped by the fabulous Wait Not offices yesterday on my own. I am on the jumpstart portion of the program, which is, as Rob said, a barrel of fun.
It is. It's intense, but it's what's... And Jimmy will back me up.
You'll lose 10 pounds in the next 5 days.
It sets the table for losing weight over the next 3 months.
It really does. And this is my favorite kind of Wait Not endorsement. When we get one from one of our listeners, how much have you lost, Jimmy?
53.
Wow. Rob Spiewak?
Oh, 70-some?
Man, I mean, we're over 100 pounds sitting in front of me.
Right. Yeah.
And I lost 48 and gained some back.
Right.
And now I'm back on Jumpstart, and so I will be reporting in this time. No fudging.
Are you going for it?
I'm going for
it,
baby.
Sure? You know what you're
going
to love, Mike?
That's why I ate everything but the kitchen sink.
You ate everything last night.
What you're going to love is that at Weight Not, you can actually lose weight faster than you put it on.
That's true.
You really can reverse stuff in an amazing
way. No fudging and no fudge.
This is from Chris.
Drink vodka.
North of Madtown. They don't appreciate that.
I know.
Chris from north of Madtown, Wisconsin. Gentle persons, I just wanted to drop you a note to tell you how inspirational you are with all of your successes on Weight Not. Although I'm not currently on the Weight Not plan, I will be soon.
Good boy.
Was diagnosed last Friday with type 2 diabetes. This is
he got the sugar.
We don't talk about this enough, but the medical conditions, whether it's high blood pressure, a variety of ailments where people can change the course of their medical history. You went
off. I'm off two different pills because of Weight Not. That's the honest to God truth.
I'm now taking your pills.
Well, thanks for always being so open and
I'm
honest.
I'm off Captain Morgan. Sorry.
About what real life is. You are playing one note today.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, love the show. Love you long time in SD. Weight Not, 855 Weight Not or 855-934-4486. WeightNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
Here's another Cerrito.
Marine Cerrito.
Anyway,
I got to get out of here.
Okay. See you later, Jimmy.
I'm staying for the story.
Oh, the story. Okay.
There's the woman that benefits from Weight Not, because now Jimmy's a love machine.
Jimmy, I will finish. I will wrap this up as quickly as I can, and then we will spring you. And the long-suffering Maureen, who loaned us her television last night at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
She came in to watch your TV, huh?
Her giant screen, and that's the... Mo, it was your TV that I watched the big win on, so thank you for that.
It's a lucky television.
So it's the end of the night, and towards the end of the
night... So
nearly
10 o'clock.
We're sitting...
No, it's more like 1.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it is. Okay, thanks.
I was trying to help him out, James.
Yeah, I know. It's
So
we're sitting
so
there.
2 a.m.
And it's kind of a meet and greet. People coming and going. Mm-hmm. Coming up, going. Somebody wants a picture. Somebody wants to chat. It's just back and forth. And Carla wanted to sit at the bar for whatever reason.
Can I just please?
Yes.
Because I love you.
Yes.
So you were dealing with your fame. And then what happened?
Dealing with my fame.
A lot of people want to talk to you.
Meeting your public.
I don't like to say that.
You just did. Well, no. What happened is there was a lot of...
It sounded arrogant. Didn't it?
It was a very ebullient atmosphere.
I was
atmosphere.
Just being so real, and I sounded like such a dick. No.
It was a very ebullient atmosphere. I know you actually did something you don't do very often in the moment of celebration. You drummed last night.
Yeah, I drummed.
I saw that on Facebook.
I saw the picture. Cool.
Yeah. When I saw that picture, I thought there's a 1 in 2 chance no show tomorrow.
Let me see if I can...
We did Roadhouse Blues.
Oscar's right. Let me see if I can reframe it. People are so nice.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's what you were saying.
And it's not like I'm sitting there, I'm not, you know, fending people off, but it's just...
Certainly
you're
not.
At the bar.
But people are circling around, and I'm talking and chatting, and then I'm chatting at the bar, and it's just, it's busy. I noticed Carla is talking to this guy that is a little guy. Ooh. He's well dressed.
Built.
He's thin.
It was Zoolander.
He's talking to her, and I walk over and I notice that he's taking a hoove on her smart smoke.
Well, that's not right.
And I think I said something very kind, like, what the F are you doing with that in your mouth? That was in my wife's mouth.
Yeah, but Mike does it more like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Did you have a smart smoke with you?
Jimmy, is that what I look like last night?
Jimmy is doing some cunning mimicry.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's show off in front of his wife, Jimmy.
It's relationship.
You behave
Jimmy.
Yourself. You behave yourself.
Jimmy.
It's relationship, Jimmy.
That's all in your mind.
You keep it in your pants.
I'm the same person.
So,
honey, I'll be out.
I walk over.
Go
I make
back
a
to
comment.
Being one note, Jimmy.
I make a comment. And then I noticed that, I didn't think anything of it. And I go back to my side, and Carla's dealing with this, and I didn't think anything of it other than the guy is being a bit of a pest. Hmm. At one point, he comes in, and he's starting to rub my shoulder. He said, what are you doing? And he started, so he's
very
just
forward.
Yeah, but in a creepy little way.
Exactly.
But he wasn't staggering. He wasn't slurring. Uh-huh. He wasn't being particularly loud. He was just being kind of a pest, but you know, you've dealt with guys like that in a joint before.
Yeah. And our tolerance for like creepiness,
Mark,
on like a whole.
Mark does that to me every day.
He loves to rub.
We gotta weed him out.
Compared to the general public,
yes,
because of our fame.
when we are forced, we are forced to deal with our fame.
You had to wait in line, Oscar.
I didn't say fan one time.
I know.
I was dealing with my fans.
No, well, Mike, a lot of the people, I'm going to say they weren't always your listeners at Jimmy's, but they see that you're there and they go, oh, that's mine.
There's
that's
an excitement.
They want to get up to you.
They know.
And it was,
and you got to win them over.
And it was
a
hockey thing, too. Yeah. It was everybody was commiserating on the game.
And uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Shut up. Can I tell my story?
All right.
For God's sake. I didn't mean to come across as, you know, my fans. So
I didn't take it that way.
But this guy's sharing the Quan as well.
Yeah.
He's saying, man, you know, I listen to you all every day, and I love you guys.
What's his age about?
Boy, Jimmy, would you say 35?
Sure.
Does that sound right?
I don't know. Early 30s. Yeah.
Douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's
not, he's, you know, he's just being a little pest, but I don't even think about that.
It's
guy.
Just his nature.
He's being touchy feely.
Yeah.
So Carl and I are.
Did you tell him that he was running his hand through your hair?
Yeah, he touched my head.
He
touched my head at one point, and that's when I said stop.
You know, he was petting Mike on the head.
he patted me on the head.
Hate in
that.
20 years,
I don't like that.
In 20 years, I've rubbed your shoulders, but I've never touched
Carla
your head.
Carla should have thrown him out for you.
So Carl and I, because we're fine clients of another fine sponsor, Smart Smoke.
Yes,
that's right.
Seems like everything, you know.
It all ties together.
I do use
like
the product.
Sounds like
Hello, Smart Smoke.
All right.
Turn Jimmy's microphone off. No, anyway, I'm kidding. No, go ahead.
I'll turn it down.
So anyway, we've got the Smart Smoke. And I go down and I think I played the drums and I came back. And Carla always says, where'd you put it? Where'd you put it? Because I'm always putting it somewhere, and I lose it. And I
Can I isolate that?
I'm always losing it.
Carla said, where'd you
put
it?
Where'd you put it? Where'd you put it?
So I said, well, I usually put it in my pocket. I thought I had it right here. Uh-huh. And it turns out that this little guy has lifted the Smart Smoke. And what do they call those silver ones, you know, where you press the button?
That's the Omega.
Oh, the Omega. Yeah. So really, you know, you
how
kind of.
How much are they worth?
It's, I don't know how much.
You
how
can't
much
put
they're
a
worth.
Price on it.
I don't think we talked about
Mike
the price.
So.
Mike Omega.
Okay.
Jimmy, just go to our website and click the banner ad. You'll find out.
Nice. Like everybody is curious to do that.
So anyway. Okay. I think your bartender.
Jimmy's like, no free tap for you, Mark Ronick.
Your bartender mentioned, I'm not going to mention names here, but it says it's that guy. Your bartender with the white beard.
Roy.
Roy says,
Crawford.
It's so and so. I said, what?
Yeah.
No way. And
they
I said,
see
no
all.
Way. He would take
Roy
he would
knew
take
everybody
it.
In the bar and knew the one
Roy
person that would have done it.
Roy insists that this guy, this is his MO. This is what he would do. And so Roy says, how did it, you know how it worked after that? Because didn't you send some of your thugs out to wrestle into the ground or something?
Without completing the story for you.
Okay.
And what you may not have known, or I tried to tell you, was we have tossed this guy out before, not for being a klepto or anything, just for being a stupid drunk.
And he doesn't swear.
So we've thrown him out. And then,
he's just a pest.
You know, we've let him back in and said, this is it. You've got to be cool. We're watching you.
You said to me he was He was on probation.
He was on probation.
You were giving him a chance.
So
I did that
Roy
in my old
joint
all the time.
Roy was watching him. EQ was watching him. German Martin was watching him. Yeah. You know.
And so they go out.
We're watching him.
And sure enough, this dude has the...
He snuck in.
Has the smart smoke.
He went across the street to the Irish pub across the street. Yeah. I said, EQ, go see if he's over at O'Sullivan's, and if he is, go through his pockets and see if he's got that cigarette.
He's the
best. God, you are the best.
That's why this man has a successful joint.
I didn't run across the street. I sent somebody.
People think kindly old Jimmy, but Jimmy runs a tight ship.
He does not F around.
You don't have problems in his joint because of this. It's proactive.
Herndon was in lockdown.
I was blown away when they bring the thing in, and I'm like, and then the guy comes right in after that, and he's trying to deny
Eric ran
it.
Over, and I guess it was sticking out of his pocket a little bit.
Well, that's a giveaway.
So I don't
and
think
I
it
just grabbed it and ran over.
But when the weirdness descended upon me with this guy is when he goes into full denial, like right in front of us. It's like, dude, it was in your pocket.
I was smoking
that. You were grabbing my wife's cigarette, the electronic, and you went across. And so I don't think anything of it. We get ready to leave, and as we're driving away, I suddenly go, Carla's driving away, and I say, oh, damn it, I left my phone.
Oh.
And, you know, I go, and when I walk in, I think it's German Martin who's coming out or somebody's coming out with a phone. I'm like, yep, that's the way it works at Jimmy's. It's always that easy. No, we don't have any idea. You know when you walk into a certain joint, and they've already closed up, and you know when you walk in, if there's any place where you're going to be handed your phone if you left it there, it's going to be them.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he'll probably, the only thing that'll change is he'll give you like a submarine sandwich with it.
Right.
That's the way, I mean, really, that's the
I
way.
I would have called Carla and said, I got your phone.
Yeah, so you would have called.
And or just called her.
So suddenly I say, you know, okay, well, what's the deal? And all of a sudden.
It made sense.
Immediately Roy
ka-ching.
Rings up this guy's name.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, tell me he didn't lift my phone.
This had happened because I, you know, you don't leave your phone sitting in front of you because when you're walking around.
Right.
But Carla was right next to me. And this guy, it turns out, well, let's call the number. And did you call the number?
I called the number.
Jimmy knows the guy.
Nobody answered.
This is why he's great.
No,
he
I don't know the guy's. I called your number.
My number.
Mm-hmm. Call it a couple times in case somebody could hear it.
Yeah. Right.
Laying
under
a bar stool.
Find it.
Or
exactly.
Maybe somebody picks it up and goes, hello.
Right.
Oh, my. This ain't my phone. Something
but
like that.
All the time Jimmy's calling this, Roy is just... He's adamant that he's, it's this. Oh, it's
right. gotta be.
Roy says to me, "It's 100%. It's this guy." Yeah. He'd really do that? I mean, in a place where people know who he is,
and a regular,
never heard of him lifting anything.
Semi-regular,
no longer a regular,
a former regular. I know you had a reputation.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
So, Jimmy, you're calling the number, and what happens?
So, EQ, I don't know why or how, but he has this guy's girlfriend's number.
Ooh.
Hey, now,
and EQ is Eric.
Eric.
Yeah, Eric. Okay.
You're right on.
Eric Hornstrom. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So EQ was like, calm down, everybody. I got this. And he's been drinking, so he's like,
I got it.
And I go, dude, what are you doing? Because Carla's very upset.
Yeah, nobody
Mike's
answers.
Mike's in shock.
Nobody answers the phone, by the way. When, you, when you're calling it, nobody answers it, right.
And Eric's like, hold on, let me do my thing. And he goes, I have his girlfriend's number.
Of course he does. Stud.
Of course he does.
How that happened?
Eric the stud.
Because the guy's Eric got a hot little, he's got a pretty girlfriend.
Yes, he does.
He stole her.
Eric's got all her numbers.
But, you know, but
Eric gets her on the phone.
Eric's been trolling for a while.
Sure.
Yes. But, well,
he's in a good place for it.
He's got a nice relationship
I know, right?
now. Yeah. Don't want to throw him under the bus.
Right.
Take that back.
So he calls the girlfriend.
But no need to empty the file cabinet.
He's not engaged or anything.
Exactly.
Love you, MP. He got a hold of the girlfriend and gave me her number.
Uh-huh.
And I called her and she answered. And I said, this is Jimmy from Jimmy's. Good morning. She goes, Jimmy, what's up? I said, does your boyfriend have a cell phone that he shouldn't have? And she goes, oh, I thought it was his alarm. Yeah, it's ringing. It keeps ringing.
Oh.
And amazing. I go, what's going on? And she says, he's passed out cold, and the phone's just laying next to him. And she's like, he would never steal. It had to be an accident.
It just happened. It was an accident. It fell into his pocket.
Yeah. It was stuck to the smart smoke.
But how great of her to answer the phone.
Yeah, really.
I've never heard of such a thing. That's amazing.
At this time,
she gives me her address.
Jimmy, we get in the car with Jimmy, and Jimmy's in my car, and he's the wheel man.
I GPS it.
And he GPSs the location. She meets us out on the street.
Yeah.
And Jimmy and I get somewhere. Jimmy and I get out of the car.
Like we're going to beat up the guy's girlfriend.
Carla, stay in the car. We can handle this.
Yeah, you
we
walk over. Beat her up.
We walk over, she's and
like
she's
5 foot tall.
She's also she appears kind of in shock too.
Yeah,
she's very that poor that long suffering woman. I mean, is you know, and she's I said. You know, we could have had him arrested for this. Yeah. I mean, it's really it's
still
it was
could.
Just it still
was
could.
It was it more like yeah, we could have had him arrested for this. be honest, we
tried to be then. Nice, and then Mike kind of jumped on her.
What?
Well, not physically. He no. got a little.
I said, you know, because I thought that it was kind of like routine, and it wasn't routine. Right. I said, really, you know, please, when he wakes up. You know, tell him he could have been arrested.
You should, because she needs to know the gravity.
Yeah. Yes,
I wanted to. I wanted to make sure, and I wasn't. You know, I wasn't going. You out of it? I didn't. You know, what I said was, I wanted her to understand.
To know,
that, you know, what if this guy's going down this little road?
Why is she?
I don't think, first of all, that this is the type of guy that did this because he's going to sell it.
Right.
This guy did it because
he's a stupid drunk.
He's a stupid
drunk. He did something really stupid.
Who hasn't done something stupid when they're drunk? But this is pretty stupid.
And it was just, and I mean,
twice over.
And I was sitting there going, you know, he's out of Jimmy's.
We weeded him out.
I
don't care if he is a Caps fan.
I don't even know if he was. And he looked nothing like the type of guy that would do this.
Right.
Absolutely nothing like the guy would do.
I have to apologize because I'm the one who last time the staff kicked him out. They said he's been, you know, bothering people, getting people's nerves.
But he doesn't scream.
And
I
said, well, maybe if he wants to come back, make sure he apologizes let's give him another chance. Yeah. And then here I am going, geez, why did I give this guy another chance?
Yeah, but you do it.
Look what he just put us all through.
But you do it with such.
He's got some material.
Skill.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have material. I mean, because it was really, at the end of the day, I said, this will make, like I always do, you know, out of any bad situation.
I'll invite him back next time you come in.
This is going to make a great story. No, I unfriended the dude. He was a friend on Facebook.
Oh, was he not kidding?
Yeah, Carla's and mine.
Hey, that's terrific.
He's out of there. You know, so, but at the same time,
that's
you know,
crazy.
But Jimmy, the way you handle it is just, I mean, you're not, it's not like you're a pushover, but you just do it with,
kind-hearted.
You know, you're not flappable. You let that happen and you let people know that that's the way it is. And this guy, you know, dug his own little hole and that's the way it is. You know, your staff, a couple of guys are like, the guy's a maniac. You know, it's like,
sometimes the staff's a little too laid back on things like this. But they know that when I say, hey, do me a favor, do this, this, and this, there's no question in it.
Right. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
So, I don't know, Jimmy. I think you might be mistaken. No, just do it.
No, that's awesome.
Was that your German Martin impression?
That was very good.
Mike, I think you also, we've done it on the show, you have Find My Phone on your phone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I said that after the fact. If this had persisted, I would have been
done.
Right.
He was yelling at his girlfriend.
And then, unfortunately, if it had gotten to that stage, the guy probably would have been.
Yeah.
But luckily, EQ had the new app, Find That Bitch.
EQ to the rescue.
Awesome. But all in all, I mean, you know, you go through this anywhere else, and I just wanted to thank you and your staff because, really, it was so fast. It was taken care of so rapidly, but it was like
amazing.
It was a turbocharged detective system.
Yeah, everybody was on it.
Everybody was on it.
That's awesome.
And they got, I mean, because people at his
and it's
joint.
It's not just because it's you, Mike.
I mean, no, it's not.
For sport, they
it's
were
because
on it.
It's really, although, I was inundated with fans. No, I'm kidding. It was just so.
It was the melee of fans that made it possible for this crime to happen in the first place.
You were so distracted.
The public is so demanding.
It was just so, you know, thank you.
They all want something.
Thank you, Jimmy, for helping with everything. Thank you to Eric for at one point in his life probably trying to hit on that woman.
Yeah.
He had her digits, man.
He had her digits. He did have her digits.
He sure did.
And I want to thank Jimmy for helping me to know that my kids had their first shot.
Oh, love it. It wasn't off an ice luge.
In a great place like Jimmy's.
It's a new thing.
He's got a hockey stick with four shot glasses on it.
There's a picture on Facebook.
And you add your bartender makeup, fresh lemonade.
Lemonade?
That's what I was told.
It was limoncello.
No wonder
kids love it.
Julia was having a hard time driving home.
Lemon drop. Lemon drop shooters.
But no, he put four shots of lemonade on this hockey stick with the line of glasses, and I did a shot with Jabril and Julia and Robert. And the beauty of it is that Julia was feeling a little down because Jabril got to talk on the microphone last
chair. But after she was asked to autograph the hockey stick, my kids left that place feeling 10 feet tall. So thank you, Jimmy. What a great night.
You know, really, that your kids are wonderful. They're something. They're so unique, and they're fun to be around. They really are.
And each of them picked up a phone and a smart smoke.
That's right. Exactly.
It's around that den of vices. You know? Well, it was a good time. Jimmy, you're a champ. Yes, the poker run coming up June 9th.
And, where's the destination?
Listen up, bikers and friends of...
Hey, buddy.
Mark, it's not up. It's east.
Jimmy, Mark was pointing north.
From the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry that Mark Ronick always forgets you.
Oh, he doesn't. He calls me when he needs an advertiser.
So he doesn't forget.
Right. We'll take a break. You get out of here because your wife's been patiently waiting.
Poker Run, Parties at Jimmy's. Love you all very much. Bye-bye. I have a tea time. Bye-bye. Thank you, Mike.
Love you, bye. See you later. Have fun. There he goes. Nice. Sorry I won't be joining you out there today.
Beautiful day for golf.
I'm in recovery. Bye, Mo. Thanks for your TV set.
It's a little soggy out there.
We'll come back with Rob Spiewak and his magic audio vault right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We are delighted to have you with us.
It seems that Jimmy has forgotten me this time, and he said goodbye to everybody else.
How unfortunate.
Jesus. Well, there's a reason.
A lot of needy Fs around here.
Yeah, God, the needy. Lando the needy. Here we are.
Love you, Jimmy.
Rob's magic. It's relationship, Jimmy. Rob's magic audio vault is brought to you by the life-saving courses. At Northern Virginia Community College, we're going to be getting involved with this. Anybody that listened to Oscar's story this week, although it wasn't relevant to that particular situation, it made me think, this is so valuable. NVCC, that's Northern Virginia Community College, they offer CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. We've already set our date where the whole gang is going to be out there getting our CPR certification, and they have campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook. Please do that for us. NVCC AHA Training Center. Or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save a life.
What's interesting about this, and I don't even know why I didn't think about it before, we were just hiring some new sales execs at Earthwalk. And as we were going through their resumes. Jeez,
I hate that clap.
Okay.
Do you know how many years I've hated that?
Forge that's the ahead.
Yes, just go keep going.
He has all the time in the world to think about when he's going to do that clap. All that free time. That's right. I'm jealous of.
It's the time that I don't spend trying to pick a really handsome, little, tiny, tan jacket.
Okay. Jesus, let him tell his story. Let your brother talk.
So,
thank you.
If you're looking for a job out there, maybe you're looking for something to further your resume. Some people go and get some certifications, whether it be Google AdWords or Microsoft, whatever you can online.
Kind of to pad their resume to make them look better.
It's funny, as we were going through all the resumes at work, when you would see that CPR, I really wouldn't think too much about it until you get down to the bottom line. You're like, you know what? That's a well-rounded individual. I'd like to have a prepared person in the office if possible.
That's great.
And so just a thought.
It actually speaks well of them as people. Yes, they went through the time.
Exactly.
That's an added way to do it. Mm-hmm. I hearing your story the other day, I just said, you know, you never
hold
it know. You never know when you're going to be thrust into a situation where you might do it. So get involved with that today. Let's open up the Magic Audio Vault for today. This is Thursday, the 26th of April.
Well, while people are having their phones and smoking devices stolen, life rolls on.
I realize I sound like Johnny Vice-a-lot. My electronic cigarette was stolen.
While you were drinking.
At the bar.
While I was drinking at the bar.
I want to say congratulations to Ozzy Osbourne, who became a grandfather yesterday. Jack had gave birth to a, I don't know what the species, but he gave birth to a child, and we have exclusive tape of Ozzy. Jack and his wife.
Jack Osbourne.
Yeah, he's the one that really, you haven't seen him since that reality show.
Because he's boning his wife.
Right.
And they're pregnant.
But he's just been a behind the scenes. Kelly's been all over the place.
I love this as an exclusive tape of Ozzy communicating with his new grandchild, and it's just the magic of communication between generations. I think it's really priceless.
What is it, Bob? Black hot half cup of coffee, please. Can I get a black coffee? There we go.
They seem to understand each other.
What could possibly go wrong?
It's charming, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very nice. You going to feed the child?
Ozzy. I miss Ozzy on TV.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mitt Romney, who had a very successful, 5 primaries he won?
That's right.
Yeah, and I was surprised considering the attitude he took in his victory speech.
This is more editing.
Just surprised. Okay, just very good. Surprised.
Tonight is the beginning of chronic high unemployment. crushing debt and stagnant wages.
Yeah. Why would they cheer for this?
They're a strange loss.
We will restore the false promises and weak leadership. We believe in urban children being denied access to the good schools of their choice. I see an America with a growing middle class. It breaks my heart. Join me in spreading poverty around. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
I guess that's what America wants.
He's a stitch.
Oh, he is. Now, do you remember this moment, this great moment in American history?
So in love.
Of course, that's our president when he's not appearing on the Jimmy Fallon show.
And he's going. Somebody told me last night he's going on Kimmel too.
Really?
Yeah, he's supposedly. You know, who knows?
That'll be a better move. I think.
Inundated with fans last night.
I understand. So many, and all of them wanted something.
So many mixed messages.
In between his youth-skewing talk show circuit, he also did an interview with Rolling Stone. Okay. And he described what led up to him singing at the Apollo. And since it just sort of happened out of the blue, I like hearing the backstory.
We go up to the Apollo, and I wanted to hear Al Green. A couple of the guys, they say, oh, man, you missed the Reverend, but he was terrific. So I was frustrated by that. And since I was on my fifth event and had been yakking away for several hours on all kinds of policy stuff, I just kind of broke into a rendition of Let's Get Together.
Let's Stay Together.
And they're all like, you should do that on stage. And I looked at Jay, and Jay, who was tired too, he said, yeah, go for it. Yeah. So I went up there and we did it. But I can sing. I wasn't worried about being able to hit those notes.
That's pretty cool.
Is there anybody that's ever been more comfortable being president of the United States?
No.
It's a shame
it's not going better for him.
It really is a shame that
he likes the job.
He might
be tied with Bill Clinton.
When he got, I think every president, I mean, you get to a point where you own the position. You know what I mean?
Clinton they did, all, Bush I, did. Yeah.
I think Johnson was probably historically one of the presidents who just really dug being president.
Made it his own.
He said, you know, when he points to the helicopters, right. They're all my helicopters, son.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I heard him when he got the yogurt. He said, well, you can tell a story, but you just got yogurt on the president of the United States.
Yeah, he loved it.
Won't that be incredible? Yeah, okay, let's get in the limo, boys. Yeah. Come on, here we go.
What would you rather want is what we have right now. And there's a famous story that Johnson used to be dragged off Air Force One because he was hammered.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He liked it.
So which one would you want? I don't know which one's better or worse.
I know a person who will go nameless that was into private air charter. Who told me that it's Mark Ronick? That Ted Kennedy hopped on a flight from Virginia, Northern Virginia, to West Virginia. It was a 40-minute flight. They were going to be in the air from wheels up until they got off, and he drank a bottle of Chardonnay, a whole bottle of Chardonnay in 45 minutes.
Well, it's good wine.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. It's good stuff. But I mean, a lot of them get loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got no problem with the president drinking, but I don't think that they would be able to keep it a secret like they did in the Johnson years.
Right.
I think it would get out. That's the problem.
Here's the problem, though. If the president is drinking on a regular basis, there's an outside shot that he might get his cell phone stolen.
That would be unfortunate. Who has my Smart Smoke?
Hey, hi, is this the girlfriend? I noticed you took my cell phone. I got all my important numbers there. Security codes, everything. Nuclear codes. You think you could meet us at the corner with Jimmy? Thanks so much.
Meanwhile, there's some drunk skank in Herndon calling Vladimir Putin. All right, now here's another. You know what? This is like we're going back and we're visiting.
Can
some
I say one thing?
Yes, sure.
The girlfriend
is
quite the opposite of that.
Really?
Her attractive young lady?
Oh, yeah.
Then it's unfortunate for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
In my favorite kind of way.
She can... She can do better.
Yes, very nice.
Tiny feet.
Lovely.
Do you ever see a young lady like that in a horrible situation that she doesn't know she's in?
You don't. You can't occupy yourself with that, but it certainly was a discussion as we were driving back home. Yeah. We were like going, you know. In the
morning. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You can't wise them up. You can't.
It's sad in a way because it's like, my God. You know, this guy came into this dude's orbit for 5 minutes, and my life almost got turned upside down. Yeah. What it must be like, you know, being there 24/7.
No one realizes how much you can change a person's life just by touching them. Okay, do you remember
or being touched?
Do you remember this lady?
I actually was going to say he came into my orbit. I specifically said his orbit, you still make me sound egotistical.
No, I'm saying he changed your life.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Do you remember this lady?
Save.
And do you remember her name?
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing.
Yeah.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
That's right.
Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, right. Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Do you remember her name?
We don't remember, but I'll bet you
Sweet.
Do.
Sweet.
Sweet Brown.
How about that?
That's nice. Very good, Mike. Thank Sweet you. Brown to survive that fire in Oklahoma City. And they were a little slow to do a remix on it, but I like this one because it's Sweet Brown along with two of your favorite musicians, Mike. Hall and Oates.
Okay.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. Ain't nobody got time for that. Baby, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You are dealing with a disc jockey who in the 1980s...
had to play a couple Hall & Oates records, right?
There's nothing you could put Hall & Oates with in any combination where I could find it acceptable.
You see, that's a shame because I recently was listening. Daryl Hall has a website and he does a podcast which is called Daryl's House where he has musicians come in and they eat and play music.
Mm-hmm.
His voice is still so fantastic. You really can't reduce him as a musician. Even
Private Eyes! We're watching you.
Okay, I didn't like that phase.
You're sick of that.
I liked the early stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
good voice.
Everybody liked their
early stuff. And his hair got bigger.
Why did they break up?
I don't know. I just, all I know is.
Stole his cell phone.
There was a period of time in my life where when I was doing club work and as a club DJ, the Hall & Oates just killed dance floors.
For you're right.
And I hated that because, I mean, there was a time where it seemed to me there was an 8-week period where there was one after the other after the other, and they were all this bleh.
They're at the forefront of a genre I call yacht rock.
Yeah.
And it's like them and Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins, and it's like, oh, we're out on the yacht. Do you have the new Loggins and Messina album?
These are 70s artists who tried to keep up in the 80s and just weren't very good at it, and that's why they disappeared.
But I stand by the fact that that Daryl Hall has a great voice. I think it's a good voice.
Now, I think I actually went to a Hall & Oates concert in Annapolis at one point, and I think it might have been – no, it was Hall & Oates.
There was lots of fun Greek style.
And Hall & Oates had – here's the guitar player Hall & Oates had fronting them. I think the guy's name was G.E. Smith.
Yeah, from Saturday Night Live.
And so he was up there doing his...
Oh, and he would... God, I hated the way he used to look at the
camera. Not a fan.
Good guitarist, bad camera presence.
Bad camera presence.
I love Daryl Hall's voice, but I also like the voice. Have you seen this viral video of a kid named Jake Fushi?
No.
This kid is 14, and I hate him.
Okay.
I genuinely hate him, because he's 14, and even though he still kind of has the 14-year-old's diction... he's got the voice of Don LaFontaine.
Oh no.
Wow.
And this is just him with a microphone sitting in front of his computer. Yeah. This is his YouTube video. It's got millions of downloads. This is a 14-year-old kid.
Hello, my name is Jake. I am 14 years old. I'm trying to become a voice actor, and this is my movie trailer guy impression. In a world where the Earth was no longer in our control... with our survival at stake, we have one chance, and that chance is to fight back. Get ready for the most thrill ride motion picture event of the year, Apocalypse, in theaters everywhere.
He's going to be so unstoppable when he's 21.
Your analysis of him is so spot on.
Yeah.
The pipes are there, but the diction is 14-year-old diction.
A little polish, and he's going to be great.
Thrill ride. Yeah. Anyway, so Ellen had him on yesterday, and I thank Mark for actually pulling this tape for me. Thank you, Mark. This is a pretty funny story about
Was he on with Ted Williams?
I'm
getting a Ted Williams vibe.
Yeah, you're right. The macaroni and cheese. The
macaroni and cheese.
And I think Kraft is still using that
tape. Yeah, he's got other gigs as well.
Anyway, this is him. This is a pretty funny story with this kid on Ellen yesterday.
Do you play jokes on people?
I do. I actually play a lot of jokes. I have my JV coach. His name is Jason. He's got a really good sense of humor. And when I'm on the bench, because I'm not really that good at soccer, he's usually in there and I'm trying to get in the game. So I'll just say, Jason, put me in the game.
That's funny.
Yeah. But the coolest thing, and you know what?
That's
say what
awesome.
You will about Ellen. She is so cool about stuff like this. She brings this 14-year-old kid in, sets him up in an announcer booth,
right,
and lets him booth the whole show.
Oh,
so this is her going to her first commercial.
What will happen when the one and only Jack Black steps onto Ellen's stage? Find out after this.
He's got it.
It's that's a niche. Right. It's a niche voice, but man, if he can
it's
work with
it's a niche
with
voice, but they want that. Yeah, that's, he's got a lot of. It's
that's
so,
not right. So,
yeah. Doesn't piss you off?
Really, pisses me off.
Really right. Sucks, Mike.
I couldn't sit through that whole episode, but I saw them tease it. I think she ended up giving him at the end of the show some kind of gig. Yeah, with a big name company.
And the amazing thing is, when you hear him throw it to spots, when he's got real big time compression and a good mic, not just like something that came with a computer, he really does sound good.
So we got time for one or two more.
All right, the Dalai Lama mic. Have you ever been? Have you ever had temptations of the flesh?
Gunga Gadunga.
Well, what you mean is,
do you know what the Lama says?
No.
There it is.
Gunga Gadunga. Gunga Gunga Gunga.
But Piers Morgan asked the Dalai Lama if he's ever, you know, tempted by babes.
Really?
Yeah. And this is the answer. This is the answer.
Do you ever feel temptation when you see a woman?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you feel, oh, this is very nice. But then thinking the so real job, then feel, oh, too much sort of problem and too much dirty things like that.
What he's saying is
how
that
does he get away with that rap? Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
He's just boning
kidding.
Everybody.
What a scam!
No, I mean, you put the words "oh yeah," it sounds like Yoda.
Yeah, tempted I was.
Oh, it was. Yes, big breasts she had.
All right, and so we will close while we're talking about the Dalai Lama, and also, you know, for a while when I was
just slammed the Dalai Lama.
People are going to be writing you.
They're going to be mad. I love
my kids.
Yes, I love Eastern religions.
He won't bother you because you know what? Not only is he a Dalai
Lama,
he's a Jolly Lama.
Jolly Lama.
He'll be fine. Conan had comments on the Dalai Lama. Let's close with this today. If it would play. It won't. So no, let's not close with that.
We'll edit this.
What happened to Conan?
It didn't play. I don't know. You know what? I actually have a backup.
Maybe. Another one you have?
I do have another one.
Play it, you will.
Do you like broads, Lama?
I like them.
All right.
I like a nice, tight ass.
Here's what Conan had to say about the Dalai Lama.
Yesterday, the Dalai Lama said he loves George W. Bush as a person, but not as a president. That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah, when asked for comment, George W. Bush said, I love him as a Dalai, but not as a llama.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz Burbank and the news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Give me a
we
second.
Will be right
Give me
back. That's all right. I will say Gunga Gadunga.
Thank you.
And just remember my quote from that segment. Uh-huh. I love Eastern religions.
Good job.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Did you notice? Did you see the transformation when Jimmy became Relationship Jimmy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, did you see the way he did?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it was like a full moon came out.
Yeah, and then he starts doing the end and say, yeah, you walked up and you slammed her.
Well, what he was doing
isn't
is...
Isn't that right, honey?
Yeah.
He was peacocking.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he was doing.
Nobody
for
knows
woman.
It better.
That's right. He loves Eastern religions.
He does.
It's time for Buzz Burbank and the news. So before we get in trouble, get him in here.
The Jimmy Lama.
Jake, that might be my new nickname.
That's right? A brilliant character.
Is the Jimmy Lama coming today?
The Jimmy Lama.
I think that's permanent. The Jimmy Lama. Take it away, Buzz.
The news is brought to you today by CV Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. In the meantime, we've got this crazy back and forth weather. You're going to make sure that both of your systems are working, heating and air conditioning. Call CV Lucas for all your heating and air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CV Lucas has 48 months, same as cash financing for TMOS listeners, or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. Need a plumber? CB Lucas can take care of that, too.
Can't stop a train.
That's right, Rob. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website. Rob loves Eastern religion.
I hear train, and I'm doing a radio show, and I think one thing, and we're going to stop right there.
Yeah.
We do have a bonus show today, though. Perhaps we can discuss it on there.
We've got a good bonus show. We're going back
into...
I wonder
if that guy's girlfriend thinks about trains.
Stop it!
We've gone too far.
We're going back into that turntable room.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
We're going to have. I forgot what we called it the last time.
Well,
I want to
do a different one because that one's kind of been hijacked from our listeners.
So we'll have to build a new room.
So
we'll do that.
We'll make a new room and we'll post it on Facebook and Twitter.
May I suggest a name for it?
Yeah,
Eastern Religion.
Very good.
You too.
That's the bonus hour this week.
You too can get by with paying no federal income taxes. All you have to do is fill out a 57,000-page tax return that stacks to 19 feet high.
I've done it.
I think that's persecuting an Irish rock band for no reason.
No. He's not talking about U2. He's talking about U2.
Got it.
Thank you.
Well, this is what General Electric did this year. Loopholes and deductions allowed GE to make $14 billion in profits and pay zero income tax. It helped GE that $9 billion of this U.S. company's profits came from its overseas operations, for which it pays no U.S. taxes.
You know what GE makes a lot of?
What's that?
Bulbs.
Yes. Mm. Bulb. But I don't buy GE bulbs.
What do you
buy? I buy Sylvania because he did the commercials for them.
Attaboy. Yes. That's what I buy, too.
That's right. Sylvania. Did they ever better call you back on that or what?
No. They when I was in the hospital, they found another guy.
Oh, those dicks.
Yeah. So now what are you going to buy? I buy Kirkland.
There you go. I'll endorse Kirkland. Okay. That's what we'll do.
I may have just run out of gas on the show.
But what you
you
really want to hear about today is the sex scandal. The secret's out on the Secret Service. President Obama said the other night that a couple of knuckleheads cannot spoil the reputation of that elite corps. That's an informal way of saying, return to your homes. There's nothing to see here. But there may be a lot to see. A government contractor says it saw van loads of Secret Service agents carousing with women and booze on a trip to Buenos Aires in a 2009 visit by former President Bill Clinton.
Wow.
As it turns out, there is no Secret Service policy on agents and women during out-of-country trips. Quoting one official, "We teach all our agents that if they go to Amsterdam, they cannot smoke marijuana." But they couldn't tell us whether there was anything in their rules about whether personnel could spend the night with a woman in a foreign country.
You know, here's the strange thing about this. And when it first broke, I said, the scope of it, the number of guys, when you're talking about van loads, that's like, that doesn't even happen at like a massive bachelor party.
Going back to 2009, and this makes it look like a culture in the Secret Service.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I should say it does happen at a bachelor party, but it doesn't happen when guys are at,
I've never been to a bachelor party where someone actually has slept with someone else.
No, I haven't either.
No, I haven't either.
Like, I think that's a myth.
It's just amazing that
the volume
of this it blows me away.
In the current scandal, 8 agents are out, a 9th is on his way out. Some of the agents, by the way, say they did not have sex with hookers that night.
Good
because,
for you.
Because they were too drunk to perform.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
So you should feel better about that.
Well, somebody said, was it Rob, did you say that when you're talking about a guy, getting a hooker, that's kind of a solitary activity.
Yeah, it is.
You kind of sneak it from your coworkers. Yeah. You know
usually,
what I mean? You're
going
to do that. And it's like, you might go to the strip joint with 50 guys,
right.
But then, you know, the real horn dogs will do their own little thing. But to do it in a large group, I've never heard of it.
Deviance is really hard to pull off in a big group.
Right.
There's always going to be someone who doesn't want to.
Well, with the right group.
Yeah, and you're always going to have that one or two guys where you don't want to do it in front of them.
I've got a question for you guys. Huh? Now, I know I've gone on record and said you should probably fire these guys and hire them again with different names because they've been trained.
Yeah, they have.
It's been how many years since we've had an incident with the Secret Service and President?
Well, maybe
forever.
Forever. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's
forever,
no famous
right?
scandal.
So if they're not putting the president, and I'm not condoning this behavior whatsoever, but if they're not putting the president's life in danger, and they're not compromising his safety.
Right.
And they are doing what they are doing with their own money.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're necessarily doing, you know, they're really putting this country at risk.
The wrap on that, though, is that although there was no danger for the president that came out of this Cartagena trip.
Yes.
That it could have happened. That it would be very easy for one of these women to blackmail one of these guys and put them in a position that would compromise the president. It's a vulnerability issue.
That's true.
The blackmail issue is huge.
And right, the other thing right. I want, the other tip in on that is when you heard about this story, they talked about the fact that the president's itinerary was in the rooms with these guys. So if there was somebody who was trained and was planning this, I'm going to post, I know they're coming in and they're going to get hookers.
Yeah.
What better way to get the president's itinerary?
True. Especially if there's...
So they are actually putting him in danger.
If there is a reputation that means that they do seek out and enjoy the company of escorts, then, you know, they're going to be very easy to target.
It's
just
a huge,
find them and make broads
and aren't they supposed
it's a huge
to keep
Achilles
it.
Heel for the
And aren't they supposed to keep it secret?
Yeah,
and now there's a scandal at the TSA. 4 screeners at LAX have been arrested for taking bribes from smugglers to let through large shipments of drugs.
My uncle's in the TSA. He'd never do that.
Cocaine.
My uncle Bruce.
Cocaine, meth, and weed were stuffed into carry-on bags that went through X-ray machines. The scam was uncovered when one of the paid-off screeners accidentally pushed 11 pounds of cocaine through a checkpoint that wasn't corrupted.
You know, they wouldn't have gotten caught if they didn't drive into the meeting house with those pink Cadillacs.
Here, here.
Because this sounds like a scene right out of Goodfellas.
It does.
When they do the big airport job, and they all show up at the Christmas party, and the wife's got a mink coat.
Yeah.
The one guy's driving a pink Cadillac. There are all these Goombas. It was so funny.
In all these scandals, it's the screw-ups that are getting them caught.
Yeah.
The former top aide to former presidential candidate John Edwards says he had the biggest job in Edwards' campaign covering up Edwards' affair with Riel Hunter.
I don't know. He seems like a good guy.
He's a scumbag.
He said it was a tough job, and he says he did help funnel payments to her to keep her quiet.
How about this? How about 5 years? Mm-hmm. Not a heavy sentence, but 5 years for both of those guys, and they share the same cell.
Yeah, and no hair dryer.
There'll be a few fist fights. Apparently, they came close anyway.
Yeah, just put them in the same cell for 5 years. That's their punishment.
You'll kill John Edwards because he's like a little mite of a guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's tiny.
Well,
yeah.
Even the guy that's accusing Edwards, and I think Edwards is clearly a scumbag.
Absolute scumbag.
What are you going to do? But the guy who's accusing him, and what I've learned about the story, in his own book, he says everything was kosher and everything was on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he turns around as soon as the government comes at him and says, immunity, I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He tried to profit off of it beforehand.
Yeah, and I think he did. I think when they're talking about this guy building this huge house on the campaign donor, he was taking the money, the hush money, for the cover-up money, and because that was dirty money to start with, I think he used it. You know, they're both
scumbags.
They're both scumbags. Really, throw them both in the same jail cell.
All right, 6 years.
Other news in brief, the Senate has voted to continue Saturday delivery and to save thousands of postal jobs, but it probably won't pass the House. In New Zealand, where they also have six-day-a-week delivery, they're considering going to 3 days a week.
Be strong, Robert.
The U.S. Army, meanwhile, is looking at laying off 29,000 soldiers as it tightens its belt, and a sergeant is being booted out of the Marines after he posted on Facebook, "Screw Obama, I will not follow orders from him." In Washington, D.C., someone's using orange spray paint to tag speed cameras that motorists might not otherwise see.
There's a noble profession.
D.C. officials
teach them to give me a ticket.
D.C. officials don't like this, of course. They call it vandalism. Motorists are calling it a modern-day Robin Hood and say they appreciate the service that he's doing.
You know, when I've been doing my little 2.5-mile walks every day,
my one
thievery idea that I always have to resist, I really do, is on my last leg as I'm walking down and the Washington Post are sitting out there, I do all my newspapers online now.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm, I miss the old...
liberating one?
I really have, but I'm not going to.
What would you do is...
I'm not going to because I'll get caught.
You walk on the weekends too, right?
Yes.
Just take the coupons.
Because,
I mean, you want
to
read Parade.
You'd be so pissed.
I know. But I walk by, like, these law offices that, and it looks like they never read it. Mm-hmm. It looks, but if they didn't, then they'd stack up, and they don't stack
and,
up.
And so. Jimmy will just send his bartender after you.
Jimmy will catch me.
And if you want to steal from someone, steal from a lawyer. You moron, don't do that.
New census numbers.
I'm an idiot. I really wanted to grab it the other day. Caught a headline out of the corner of my eye, like, ooh, I want
this. Hey, lawyer, got your paper.
Got your paper, stole it.
New census numbers show the number of interracial married couples up by nearly a third in the past 10 years, and that the number of interracial babies is up as well. Lawmakers
black
in Egypt.
People are so scared of black people.
Not all of them, apparently.
Now that's the tape he played,
right.
Mr. Spiewak. Would you like to know the tape that was playing in his head when you said that?
Yeah, I would.
Read the headline again.
The number of interracial married couples up by nearly a third in the last 10 years, and that the number of interracial babies is up as well.
Hey.
You're wrong. That's not the tape I was thinking.
What's that?
The tape I was thinking was...
Well, I woke up to go give me
okay.
a cold.
Stop it. Stop it.
Lawmakers in Egypt...
What the hell's going on here?
Lawmakers in Egypt are considering letting men have sex with the corpses of their wives so long as it's within 6 hours of her passing.
That is so hot.
Proposed by a Muslim cleric. They're also considering letting men marry 14-year-olds.
Wow.
In Egypt.
Leave me alone. I need some time with your mummy.
And police.
Mummy.
That was good. Police in California's Simi Valley are now watching every porn film made in that city to make sure that the performers are using condoms under a new law that requires that. And finally, Goodwill says it's a first. Someone donated a bong complete with residue at the donation center near Houston. Goodwill says it will not resell the bong and wouldn't even if it was clean. And in Manchester, New Hampshire, an 18-year-old with road rage pulled out a flare gun and waved it at another driver. Unfortunately for him, he waved it around too much and accidentally fired it into his own car, which burst into flame.
Moron.
To put out the fire, he pulled into a gas station. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. That's a triple threat.
Good kickers, bud.
Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg, one-of-a-kind art and jewelry. You forged the idea. They forged the materials. Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact MC Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you. MCGinsburg.com or click their ad on our page. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. So we're going to be doing the turntable for the bonus show this week.
Right.
A lot of you will see that today. Most of you will see that tomorrow or hear that tomorrow.
Right.
And how's it work again? Because I completely forgot from the last time.
Just go to turntable.fm/Eastern Religion.
Okay,
very
good.
We really are calling it Eastern Religion, all lowercase, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And we'll be spinning the hits for you.
All right, man.
And we'll be back with another show tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.